Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will cover some extension news and relay all three of the ag events coming to our community, like the annual McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour, May 17th. But first, did you know that May was Mental Health Awareness Month? Stress and how it affects you is different for each individual. Managing stress and developing coping skills are important to your long-term health and well-being. Keep these strategies in mind to improve your mental health. Get at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep each night. Take regular breaks throughout the day. Set aside time for thinking, praying, or writing in a journal. Engage in at least 20 minutes of physical activity every day. Focus on factors you can control and forgive yourself for mistakes. Learning to recognize the warning signs you or a friend might have is the first step in managing stress. Always ask for help. And now in my gardening news, now that we are past the frost-free date, gardeners can start planting all their tomatoes, flowers, and warm season vegetables outside. Plan now to take some time this month to add a little greenery to your porch, deck, or landscape. Mark your calendar for this year's McPherson County Farmers Market, starting the first week in June. New and old vendors are gearing up for this year's market. Vegetables, honey, eggs, jams and jellies, baked goods, pecans, and other homemade items will be found at the market on Saturday morning. I can't wait to see all the new vendors that will be bringing items to this year's farmers market. The market is held each Saturday in the Round Top Building at the McPherson County 4-H Fairgrounds, 710 West Woodside, here in McPherson. In my wheat news, May 17th will be the annual wheat plot tour for McPherson County. Our first stop of the day will be at the Patrick Plot in Marquette at 9 a.m. At 11:30, we will meet at the Mid-Kansas Learning Center in Mound Ridge for lunch, sponsored by our good friends at MKC. Then at 1 o'clock, we will stay in Mound Ridge. We'll be at the Golly Plot of 23rd and Cheyenne. Our last stop of the day will be at the Inman Plot between 4th and 5th Avenue, again on Cheyenne Road, and it starts at 3. Plan now to spend part of your day listening to the K-State Wheat Specialist explain different strengths of each variety of wheat in the plots. They will be also discussing the disease pressures farmers might find in this year's wheat crop. Kansas Wheat Alliance will be sponsoring drinks at each stop. I hope to see you at this year's Wheat Plot Tour for McPherson County on May 17th. This June, plans are made for our Farm Safety Day Camp for all 8 to 12-year-old students in our community. This annual Safety Day Camp will be June 5th, and the check-in will start at 8:30. This community event is sponsored by the McPherson County Farm Bureau Association, Mid-Kansas Co-op, and the McPherson County Junior 4-H Leaders, in cooperation with K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Sign your youngster up with the application that will be sent home before school is out with each student in McPherson County. The sign-up date is May 24th. Plan to join us for a fun-filled day of learning about safety on the farm. Each participant will receive a free camp t-shirt, a free lunch, and refreshments throughout the day. And for more extension news, don't forget about the Mound Ridge Farmers Market, located in Mound Ridge at 406 West Cole Street. This market started May 4th and will be held every Saturday from 8 till 11. For market information, check out on Facebook What's Happening in Mound Ridge. Some vendors do accept Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Vouchers. Again, this is Shad Marston, Ag Agent for McPherson County, and I can be reached at the McPherson County Extension Office by calling 620-241-1523 with programming or agricultural questions. I hope everyone has a great All Schools Day week.